no injustice took them heels away. She'd get them back, he said. The sun's gonna shine that day. When we say right to wrong.
Thank you. Thank you. see the ufologists. I want to see a big apology, number one. Yes, by CNN and all the rest of those cohorts. But besides that, I want to see you respect paid. Okay, that's what I want to see. I want to see a new respect. I want to see, you know, History Month. Okay, that's something happens in college. You know, you're supposed to have History Month, Black History Month, this History Month, Feminist History, so-and-so. Word. And I'm like, okay, let's see the COVID History fucking Month. Okay, let's see what's going to happen with that. I want the wrongs righted. That's what I want.
Amen. I feel that energy, Carrie. This is so powerful that you said righting the wrongs and reparations. See, we have to get the racialism out of everything, because there is a cycle in this universe of justice. So basically, you will see justice in your lifetime, Carrie.
All right.
We're in a different energy than has ever been. Exposure has never been on this level. We've never been able to see all of these rats being exposed for who they are, the snakes in the grass. Now the grass has been cut low. You can see them all. No one is going to escape the lens of our research. And that's why we are here. We contracted to be here at this time so that we clean it up. You know how they were obsessed with the hand washing? Wash your hands with chemicals that'll get into your body. No, we're going to really wash this planet of this filth. And that's what it is. We need to see it. Have you ever bought an old home? I bought a few old, dilapidated homes.
Oh, me
and you
too,
pick
Jennifer.
Up the carpet, and it's like, oh my God, it's a whole microcosmic world under there, right? You're like, I wish I didn't know about this. This is how many layers of skin from how many years that are underneath the. I could probably clone people, okay? Clone a whole neighborhood of people. But the thing is that. Did you not want to know that it was under there? Would you feel better putting your furniture on top of it and just leaving it under there? Do you think it's not going to affect you that you breathe this stuff in? So no, let's pull the rug up, pull the slats of wood up. Let's take the whole thing down, the whole building down. And I'm not Antifa, I'm not BLM saying go burn down things. I'm talking metaphorically that all of these institutions have failed us because they're infiltrated. And another thing I want to say, thank God for the apocalypse, because we all thought the apocalypse was all that crazy stuff Hollywood had. Oh, the Antichrist is going to come. He's going to stand in the temple and say, I am God, you know? No, the apocalypse is we're getting to see the bullshit for what it is. That's the apocalypse, okay? So guess what? I love it.
I love it too, Jennifer.
How can I fuck up their narrative today? Okay? So guess what? It's China, China, China. China, China, China.
China! I don't think so.
Look at that. The CCP has effectively pulled the biggest okie doke on all of us, okay? You know what they've been doing? Let me tell you something that just started to, it started to become real clear. They, okay, listen to how slick they are. They come into our nation ever since they gave us the pandas. Did you notice that? We got the pandas, Ling Ling and Sing Sing, in 74, right? The Nixon administration, they gave us the pandas. Isn't that funny that the pandas are black and white too? So we have all the black people fighting
white,
the
white.
You know? So
but,
then guess what?
But
guess
that, what? Like, do you guys like orange?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, we get
green,
the pandas.
Or green? Or?
Right. No, we get the pandas. We find out that, hey, guess what? They have sick things going on where they call the kids that are raped. And so abused, they get panda eyes. Isn't that weird that that came into
our
lexicon?
I thought you were going to go into that when you said panda.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, oh my God.
Panda.
Like panda eyes. Yep.
So the CCP has been up to no good. Let me tell you, when I went to China one time I was there, I met a black businessman. And he told me, I've been coming here since the 70s. Now, I was in Shanghai, and it's nothing but looks like Rodeo Drive. It's, you know, young Chinese people, they're pushing, you know, all kinds of luxury cars, Bentleys, and they got
the
minor everything. They got malls everywhere.
Look at my
And you know what he said? He said, since I started coming to China since the 70s. He said they were all on bicycles. They all had bowl haircuts and the same outfits. They were riding around on bicycles. Now they're driving Bentleys. Who did they make that money off of? Who? It was us. We built them up because of the imbalance of trade. So they did that to us. They started infiltrating then, if not sooner. So they've infiltrated. It's infiltration and subversion. So they're subverting our values because all of the companies are in cahoots with them. That's called fascism. So the companies that are the Petco that is telling you to dress your dog in rainbow pride stuff, that's all of them. They push all of that on us, but they can't push that agenda in Saudi Arabia. They don't push it there.
They don't push that shit
over in China either. They don't push that shit to them. They push it here. They put all that bullshit on our plate. And we're saying, no, no, thank you. I'm done. I am done. Okay? We're done. So guess what, China? China, China, China. We are exposing China. They're falling down on the COVID bullshit. It's Wuhan. It's Fauci. It's all of them are being exposed at the same time. So now you don't get censored if you talk about the COCO virus now. You don't get censored all of a sudden. Now we're seeing that the masks were bullshit. We've been saying it. Vindication is the frequency right now. You're going to look like a freaking time traveler because they'll be like, how'd you know that? You were posting that cuckoo stuff, the Q stuff last year. You were a Q-tard. Now I'm like, are you a prophet? Okay? Because no, you know what? This is the way God said he was going to do this boomerang. You just have to be patient. You just have to be patient and hang on and know and manifest justice. Why do you think we're going to get another banana peel that to slip on? Do you really think that we're going to continue getting played after we know that we're being played? That's how we were played, because we didn't know. Now we know. We know that China, you know what China even does? They get black people, the black boule, they have agents in the black community. And the Chinese have studied black culture. They know all about the slang. They know black culture. So they have their boule agents that
psychological operation kind of thing.
Yes, they push all the bad culture into the black community.
They do that in America too, Jennifer.
Don't try to talk nice, because that's talking like a white person. Don't be on time. You're acting like a white person. They want degradation of the black people. They have such contempt. So the Chinese people, the CCP, I'll say, has their agents already here. And they go against the blacks. And they are the real enemy. And they are being funded by CCP money. Isn't that the worst kind of treason? They have infiltrated, and they, listen, we're all nothing but roaches to the CCP. They don't care. They want to buy all our farms up, kill us. They want to kill everybody. They've done it before in China. They've wiped out whole civilizations, said, we'll start again. You know the history? They've wiped out everybody. This is how it happens. So we've let them come in through the color revolution and all this racial bullshit and gender bullshit. And we have to say enough.
Oh my motherfucking God.
Boogity rain. Manipulating timelines, but I had an experience the other night where I was in a parallel reality timeline, but was in the a little like maybe 50 years ago in the past, where I had a family and I was telling James about this, and it was wartime, but this was normal in this Earth timeline, that they took us off planet, they started altering our body with our genetics in this lab, like upgrading our bodies, making us stronger, faster, and all that stuff, and they had us fighting in this war off planet, and it was, and I started to get really upset because I knew for how long I was gone for, that when I got back, my wife and kids would age a lot faster than I did, because they age regressed us to when they took us. But they left our memories intact of who we were. And but my wife would be like 70 years old, my kids would be like you know, old adults, and I was fighting off planet for years and like decades, and then I was in my super soldier body, and I broke the number one rule, is that when you go back to Earth, you're not allowed to go back in your super soldier body. You have to be transferred your consciousness into a normal human body, and then you can go to Earth. And this is like Earth law. And first I started astral projecting to my family, visiting them, but they couldn't see me. I could only see them. They couldn't communicate with me. So then I got really desperate, and I took a ship, a teardrop ship, and I flew back to Earth in my super soldier body, and I visited them in my super soldier body. They knew it was me because my face looks the same, but my body's completely different. And I was hanging out with them, and they were like crying because they missed me so much, and I had no emotions, but I was there. And then they sent the Darkfleet sent military police to come and capture me, and they captured me, and they took me back to like a space station somewhere. And one of my punishments was they made me go into like an octagon ring with glasses, like it was like an enclosed cage, and they made me, there were two other super soldiers, and they threw these three vials in the ring, and they're like, hey, the last one to drink this is gonna get killed right away. And what it was vampire blood with testosterone, and you drink it and you instantly start turning into a vampire with like huge fangs, and like you just look like a crazy thirsty, bloodthirsty vampire. And the officers said in our heads, no, you guys fight to the death, and they made us kill each other. And I got killed instantly because I was like frozen. I didn't know what to do. And but I remember being eaten alive by these vampires. And then they transferred my consciousness back into another fresh super soldier clone body. And they just like kind of like gave me the walk around, like, you don't ever do that again, or it's going to be more intense the next time you break that rule. And then I woke back up my body, and I was just like, whoa, that was crazy intense story, like timeline I had.
Joel, do you remember everything turning red right after you died?
No, every time I'm dead, I die, I just wake up in a new body. That's all I remember. I don't remember the death. I just remember my eyes opening up a new body.
Do you think it could possibly be like a virtual reality scenario?
No, this was real.
You better believe that. Super Soldier Talk with Hendrix and Will Glover. Hendrix is of the Dark Fleet. And they've been doing operations that were nothing nice for the human race.
Thank you. We got so many boys and so many shows, man. There's so many things coming through, man. What the hell can they do? What the hell can they do? They try to see biggest artists. They can't even understand this. They can't even comprehend this. How can these channels be open up to one person's mind? Well, maybe it's all kinds of different kinds of intelligence is having to. Hullabaloo on one kind of mind is the convergence point, but the identity of that mind is not in any way compromised. You know what I'm talking about? It's just like a place for all the plastic fucking hell. Ridiculous body. They come to the Boogaloo, buddy. I saw it on TV.
It's more fun than when on the scenes when they have fun on the Sopranos.
I'm
Is real. I've had virtual reality scenarios where the other night I was taken on planet and I was put into a situation. This is the first time that I didn't understand what I was doing. I was flying in midair, like in a super soldier body, but I had like a metal suit, nanotechnology suit on me, and we're flying in formation with other super soldiers, and they told us in our head, like, you need to board this alien craft. Like, you had to smash into it to get into it and so we could board it. But I kept having fear of heights, and I'm just like, in my head I'm talking to command, I'm like, why would you have this body fear of heights? Like I can't focus on my mission. Like, I'm terrified right now. And I kept freezing the virtual program in my mind. I'm like, stop the program. They'd freeze it, they'd reset it, and they make you do it again. It's so realistic. It's like you're actually in the shit. And then they froze the program again because I wasn't understanding, and I was just like so confused. And I was like, I apologize to him. I'm sorry. I just don't know what to do. Like, I don't know why I'm so confused. And this guy took me in front of a computer screen, and he had recordings of me and other avatar bodies in the past in actual real time, like fighting in battles and killing people in different avatar bodies. And he's like, hey, look, you can do it. I don't understand why you're having such a hard problem with this mission. It's something to do with my energy was out of line. And then I threw my consciousness out of that body. I said, screw this, I'm not doing this right now. And I threw it back in my body, and I'm laying in my bed next to my girlfriend. There's this presence comes into my room. It's like a hovering presence over my bed, and it's just a voice in my head, get your shit together, you got to train for the asteroid wars that are coming up. And he like projected this, like if I don't do it, he's gonna like really hurt something I love. And I was just like shaking in fear. And then he took my consciousness back out of that body and threw me back into the program. And I was trying my best to get it, but I just couldn't figure that mission out. And I was so confused, and I was just like, I kept apologizing. And I woke up back in my bed terrified. I'm like, because I let them down. I was just so scared that something bad was going to happen to someone I love here. And I was so out of it. I didn't speak for almost 6 hours. My girlfriend was like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, I can't even explain to you. Like, if something happened off-world, and she understands, because she's been with me for 2 years, and she never believed me until she started seeing reptilians walk into the house and grab me and stuff. But that was the other night, and I was petrified, and now I've been kind of blocking my energy from them to take me because I'm so scared. I've never been scared before in my life, and that was probably the scariest experience I ever had, was that training program. I don't know why the asteroid wars are so scary. What's coming up? Something big coming up. And and then last night, one of my clones escaped at one of my altars, and he contacted me. He took me to go see him. It looks exactly like me, but an older version of me. And he had a full head of hair. And he's right now in Arizona. Now my memory is being like wiped. Tucson, Arizona.
He was
in a house, and he was being hunted. And he took out the implants so they couldn't track him. But he somehow contacted me. And he's like escaping from them, like running away, and they're hunting him. And we're just talking.
Like, this is like a telepathic communication.
But I actual projected to him, like he called me. It's like talking to me. And he's just like, then we joined our consciousness together in the same body. So I'm like inside his body, but he's working the body, and we're talking to each other in the head. And he's being hunted, and he was in a house, and he was telling me he's in Tucson, Arizona. He's being hunted, and I just said, let's look in front of me. I want to see what he looked like. He looked exactly like me, just a little older, probably 15 years from now, age difference. And he was super advanced, and he knew how they were tracking him, so he ripped out the implants, and he was running from them. And I was with them for like a good 8 hours, and then my consciousness got, my astral projection came back into this bed. I woke up this morning, and I was just like, I don't know, something big's happening with SSP, and I don't know what's going on with them.
Wow.
How about you, Will?
Hey,
were
Will?
You in the Asteroid Wars?
I don't think the Asteroid Wars have happened yet, and but I have been going through a lot of training. That and most of a couple of my buddies do the same things, where every night we're going through some sort of training. I guess like Joel, I have a lot of experiences where I go into other alter bodies and I'll be just like he says, like you share consciousness with them or you're piggyback and I can pick up things every once in a while. And it's been a lot of negotiations recently, it seems like. But right before that was a whole lot of training. And a lot of training where it seemed to be like where they're trying to incorporate us, like our actual like human consciousness or my 3D awareness into the actual fighting for whatever reason. So yeah, I don't know what this Asteroid War is, but that's the first I've heard of it. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, but I definitely know they're needing some buddies that have been doing a lot of training at night, making alliances.
Do you happen to have any information on, or maybe either of you two, what is this Asteroid War? What do you think is going to happen?
Lay it on us, guys.
Okay, so I...
What's happening with your gizmo?
I lost everybody's sound.
You're freezing up, buddy.
Yeah.
Man, with them Asteroid Wars, you know they got folks. Man, they camped out on asteroids doing some nefarious shit to the Earth. But they be losing with their hard matter technologies. Them scientific punks, man. You know they're going down. I can feel it. I can feel it.
Okay, so I posted something the other night about the Asteroid Wars on the SSP group, and someone contacted me saying that the Asteroid Wars is something to do with... there's two asteroids coming into Earth right now, and they're used by a group of like bad part of the SSP that is going to take two asteroids and land, like smoke the Earth with them, like just to one of them was a UK or something, and that's where one of them is going to hit or will hit if we don't take care of the problem. And then something to do with the asteroids are like, they're not real asteroids. They're like hollowed out asteroids with like an invading force or something, or like maybe that's part of the full disclosure that's coming, is that an asteroid hits and inside of it is an invading alien force. And that's how they bring the partial full disclosure, right? They want to unite humanity first. And the best way to unite humanity is to have a common enemy. And, maybe that's when they bring out the SSP, you know, guns and super soldiers on, when they actually bring them out to light, right? And make the government look like heroes, right? But the government is nothing but disgusting pigs.
That's right, you better believe that!
I think something to do with that, because for the last couple months we've been doing, like me and Will have been talking about, like Will saw me in the Dark Fleet talking about, we're making ideas how to bring disclosure out, and one of the ideas was to park a fleet over New York and to cloak him, and started like that, but maybe that caused too much panic. And then Will said that idea was shut down. And before I talked to Will about that, there were many scenarios where they sat us in front of TV screens, like in a movie theater, and they show different scenarios of what they want to do for full disclosure. And we just kept laughing at people. And like, well, my only idea was like, because like there's so much disinfo that they're like, if someone actually parked a fleet over New York, that might be proven real because there'd be mass panic everywhere, but then it'll probably cause too much mass panic. So because it's such a big city, my other idea was just because there's a cell phone in everyone's hand and TV screen everywhere. It's like project the truth all over every screen at once in the world. And but then some, you know, some people still not believe that.
I wouldn't believe it.
Full disclosure is like Will said, needs to be a, like a teardrop, because there is humans won't even be able to understand. Like, could you imagine human beings comprehending, like, oh, that they're genetic cyborg slaves created by a race of aliens for a food
source and slave force? Some people will be right on point with that, man. I know I would. And the folks that done be listening to Space Plane right here on CKUT 90.3 every Tuesday night from midnight till 2 a.m.
Of course. And they rape and kill our children every day in the underground bases. And that, you know, religion is fake and just created by reptilians. And God is just a reptilian talking in your mind that wrote the Bible. Like, could you imagine if humans actually could comprehend that? They'd go mental.
Some of them would.
Well, you know, a lot of the ETs are not allowed to make their presence known to us due to the law of non-interference. Do you think that
my parents were like that?
Yeah. Do you think at this point in humanity's stage of evolution, do you think that that's just that rule should still apply to us?
Well, as a teacher, like, the one thing that I know is being with you guys right now is there's so much foolish culture being pre-programmed into us over the last 10 years with, like, video games and movies. Like, it's amazing. Like, most movies I watch nowadays have foolish culture.
Nowadays, that was all going on in 1939 with the Flash Gordon show, man. And everything that coming out today is a ripoff of that. Star Wars, straight ripoff of Flash Gordon, 1939. Star Trek, straight up ripoff with all that beam up technology from 1939. They want you to have this linear sense of time. There is no such thing as nowadays. Y'all can be in 1939 right now. An era does not last for months and weeks. It is an energy field, and they knew, and they've been putting cultural degradation into the timeline.
Almost pre-programming you guys so when the truth does pop, you're like almost been used to it for the last 10 years. So that full switch has already been happening.
Last 90 years!
Yeah, I mean, that's how mind control works. I mean, you prep the mind for what you're about to do, what images and whatnot. I mean, that's what they
do. They try, that's why they defile it.
That makes sense. I mean, to me, it was a numbers game of, like, suddenly park a fleet over New York, and, yeah, it causes mass panic, but is it a better plan? Does it cause less people's lives to be destroyed compared to the false invasion and all these other plans? I mean, does it actually, I mean, which, like, the normal human being, like, which plan affects them the most and is the best? And I thought that that was, I mean, yeah, there's going to be chaos and there will be a time of martial law, but in the end, if you could bring in free energy and some of these other technologies, then it would actually help just the regular person on Earth more than I think the, you know, control structure making some hoax alien invasion where they are still going to be in control of things.
So the reason I'm laughing is because a memory just popped in my head about, like, there's so many different alien groups, like, say, the Council of Five. They always ask me for updates. I'm like, well, how do you think we should do full disclosure? Like, what is the best scenario? Like, what do you think? And I'm just like, at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter what you guys got to do, because they're trying to, like, minimize, like, the mass panic. And, like, you know, there's going to be deaths all over the world. Like, to get rid of the old system, you have to first of all destroy the old system. Like, the money system has to go. Religion has to be burned. People need to be hung by their necks for what they've done to people on this planet, and that needs to happen. True absolute justice.
And they gotta right the wrongs.
Forgiveness, I guess, too. But I just tell them at that day, just drop the bomb, just do it already. The truth is more better than working a 9-to-5 job and paying taxes for an invisible money system that puts you into slavery for the rest of your life, and then you live in cancerous hell. Like, that to me is that is worse than full disclosure.
It's a parade for monsters.
Whoopee, 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 whoopee.
It's a parade for monsters. It's a parade for monsters.
Whoopee, 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 whoopee.
It's a parade for monsters.
Whoopee, 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 whoopee.
It's a parade for monsters.
Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee,
whoopee. It's a parade for monsters. It's a parade for monsters.
Whoopee, 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 whoopee.
marches. It's a parade for monsters. It's a parade for monsters. It's a parade for monsters. It's a parade. The monsters whooping over the earth. It's a parade. The monsters whooping over the earth. It's a parade. The monsters whooping over the earth. It's a parade. The monsters whooping over the earth. It's a parade. The monsters whooping over the earth.
Thank you.